Manu Patra alerts dated the 31st of August 2017. Ministry of Labour and Employment has specified ₹24,000 per month as the wages under subsection 6 of section 1 of the Payment of Wages Act 1936. Government has notified the e-waiver rules 2017, keeping some items of mass consumption such as vegetables, fruits, food, grains, meat, bread, curd, books and jewellery out of its ambit. Supreme Court, while cancelling the allotment of leasehold rights by Ujjain Development Authority, UDA, to a private entity, has said that a public authority cannot act arbitrarily and its decisions must be guided by public interest. Supreme Court has said that the offence under Section 138 of Negotiable Instruments Act is person-specific. It was also clarified that the general concept under CRPC that cognizance was taken against the offence and not against the offender was not appropriate in prosecution under NI Act. Supreme Court has directed CBI to appoint a senior police officer of the rank of Deputy Inspector General to monitor the pro-border bite into alleged extrajudicial killings in Manipur. Supreme Court has agreed to hear Centre's petition seeking transfer of various pleas, which are challenging validity of Real Estate, Regulation and Development, Act, RERA, and upending in different High Courts, to the Delhi High Court. Supreme Court has referred to a larger bench its decision rendered in March, wherein it had advocated for the use of video conferencing in resolution of matrimonial disputes. Delhi High Court has slapped a cost of ₹25,000 to be paid to a man whose passport was revoked on illusory grounds ranging from concealment of his parents' Tibetan origin to Intelligence Bureau report that he has purchased several properties with funds from the foreign government. Union Cabinet has approved promulgation of an ordinance to suitably amend the Goods and Services Tax Compensation to States Act 2017. Sikkim has passed a bill banning cow slaughter, which is titled a Sikkim Prevention of Cow Slaughter Bill 2017.